Bhutan is in the process of holding its first general election, sort of. It is actually a mock election, a two-part practice exercise that began last month when voters chose among four shades of Thunder Dragon political parties, red, green, yellow, and blue. Yellow and red were the top vote-getters, and stand-in candidates, in this case high school students from the two fictional parties, will be on the ballots for the practice runoff vote next Monday. The mock elections are aimed at preparing the people of this landlocked mountainous country for the real thing, and the population of fewer than 700,000 people is taking the exercise seriously. The first real vote, later this year, will send 20 nonpartisan candidates to the National Council, the upper house of the new parliament. The king will nominate five additional eminent persons to the council. Next year, the public will elect 47 party-affiliated politicians to the National Assembly, the lower house, where they will serve five-year terms. Chief Election Commissioner Dasho Kunzangwangdi says the mock elections are necessary to teach Bhutanese how the democratic process works and to convince them that the government is sincere about holding free and fair elections.
Till that time, I think probably people did not really believe it. Maybe coming, it may not be so. Now they know for sure that the elections are going to happen. Therefore, there is enthusiasm being generated in terms of better voter registration and people trying to understand more about democracy and how effectively they can participate.
A democracy needs not only voters, but candidates. Initially, it was feared there might be a dearth of potential lawmakers in a country with no tradition of politicking. Now, at least three parties are forming, and prospective candidates are emerging. One of them is Lakey Dorji, whose only experience with elections was being voted chief prefect of his school in ninth grade. Dorji went on to earn an engineering degree from the University of Kansas in the United States. After graduate studies in Britain, he returned home to work for the National Phone Company and then became an internet entrepreneur in the capital, Thimphu. Dorji is running for the seat in his home district, a rural area where electricity is virtually non-existent and roads few and far between. He is promising development for his constituents, who are mainly farmers.
If I'm elected, I would be ashamed if I don't deliver on those promises. Of course, we would also not be promising things that you can't really deliver. But I'm quite positive that through democratic process, that we would be able to help our people in the constituencies. These are the people who really need help.
But there is also skepticism about democracy here. Even the elections chief acknowledges that democracy has an image problem, perhaps because elections in neighboring democracies are a rough-and-tumble exercise, and many of those elected are of dubious repute.
They think democracy means the play of wealth and muscle power. All is sort of battle between vested interests.
Candidate Dorji also realizes his career change is fraught with challenges in a nation where most people strongly express contentment with the hereditary monarchy that has ruled for the past 100 years.
Through the media and all, we always hear about politicians being greedy, politicians being bad. They are quite anxious. They have enjoyed the prosperity, the happiness under their kings. This is an irreversible process that our king has initiated. We can't just go back.
One of the first duties of the novice legislators will be formally approving the draft constitution, another departure for the kingdom. The document calls for kings to retire as head of state at age 65, recognizes Buddhism as the spiritual heritage of Bhutan, and ensures that a minimum of 60% of the country's total land will forever remain under forest cover. Steve Herman, VOA News, Thimphu, Bhutan.